They met, Thisbe answered simply. No! Carlyle's voice is too light to thunder, but in this moment he tried. We didn't just meet. It turned out I'd met Mycroft Canner days ago, but no one saw fit to tell me. You knew they frequented this bash. How could you send me with no warning? Julia reached up to brush back the strands of blonde which sweat glued to Carlyle's forehead. I couldn't leave the bash without a censaire for the month right after their old one died. I had to send someone. This is exactly your specialty. So I knew if anyone could cope, it would be you. Thisbe crossed her arms, watching the pair. So it was you who assigned Carlyle. You know we requested a humanist. Carlyle winced, as if the words were blows. If you don't think I'm doing a good job, you're doing a great job, Carlyle. I just think it's important for requests to be honored, especially politically sensitive requests. Julia turned her smile on Thisbe, a deep, self-satisfied smile, as if every person she meets is some new platter at a banquet. You also requested someone with security pre-cleared and who could handle Cato Weeksbooth and the other particularities of your bash. I didn't have a humanist with the right skills. Carlyle is my own student, one of the very best, as well as one of my most skilled specialists. Carlyle gave a bashful smile. Thisbe will not be deflected. In what? Getting us over losing our censaire? That's a pretty short-term issue to trump our actual request. Kindly Carlyle bit his lip. Julia is not so gentle. Bash loss. Our Carlyle is a bash loss specialist. You all should have had one 5 years ago. I understand why you work so hard to keep the accident from the public. World transit system left in the hands of traumatized 20-somethings is a headline sure to bring world panic. But I looked over your files. Cato Weeksbooth, if nothing else, proves you really should have switched to a specialist when it happened. See a quiver rise in Thisbe's throat now, on her lips, as she glances back at the glassy bash house where generations shared the family duty. Loving grand bapas working side by side with the bright new generation, but where now Occam, not yet 31, is master of the house. There are many empty rooms upstairs. It was a rafting accident that claimed the Senior Weeksbooth elders. Humanists and their heroic risks. Ganymede knew. Romanova knew. The powers that be. They were informed at the time. But there was no obituary. No honors for these brave servants of the world. Not one. Not when all hives hover hungry for an excuse to take away this all-powerful family business. I think the hardest kind of mourning is when you have to lie. Thisbe hid her feelings with a laugh. Makes sense. Cato does need it. I didn't think of it. Another defensive chuckle. No insult intended, but a fluffy little cousin doesn't seem the type for such a grim specialty. It was because of Mycroft Canner. Carlyle can sound grim in his light, icy way. Thisbe stared. Thisbe sighed. You wanted to be the one to make sure it never happens again? She took a deep breath. Wow, this was handled very badly for you. I'm sorry. I had no idea the Canner murders were such an important thing for you, more than for most people. Deep breath. I'm sorry. With an expression something between a wince and a slight smile, Carlyle nodded. It's all right. I didn't tell you my specialty. You couldn't have known. Julia craned her neck to make Carlyle meet her gaze, warm, earnest, condescending. I'm sorry, too, that it worked out this way, She fixed a sweet little pout on Carlyle until he offered up a smile. But honestly, I didn't expect you to run across Mycroft so soon. They aren't around that much. You may be my most enthusiastic student, but I didn't think you'd be here every single day. You only had 2 appointments this week. I got a call from your boss that they've hardly seen you the past 3 days. They were wondering where you were. And I hear you stood up Jamusa yesterday. She held up a scolding finger. I shouldn't have better track of your dating life than you do. In better light, one might have seen the pale-skinned cousin blush. Good. Now, Julia continued, while it's very poetic meeting under the moonlight, I'm sure poor Thisbe, may I call you Thisbe? Whatever. Then you must call me Julia. I'm sure poor Thisbe would like to get to bed. I will escort Carlyle home. We'll talk on the way. They'll get a good night's sleep. They'll spend some time at their bash tomorrow, rest, and stay out of your hair. She smiled at Thisbe. A smile of relief touched Thisbe's cheeks, then faded. No, I can't let you go like this. Carlyle still thinks Mycroft is a danger, and they voiced explicit intent to tell people. That's a threat to my bash and to the system. I'm a security officer. I cannot let you go until I have confidence that Carlyle is not going to take any destructive action. Oh? Julia chirruped, peering up again, her dark eyes into Carlyle's blue. You haven't noticed Mycroft's non-uniform shoes? Carlyle bit his lip and thought. No. They're Ahimsa shoes. Brightness flooded Carlyle's face, as when dark shutters open to the cheer of noon. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mycroft's weird brushy-on-the-bottom shoes? Thisbe asked. I thought those were a servicer thing, to scrub when you walk. Julia chuckled. Fun guess. No, it's a philosophical thing. Extreme pacifists wear them. It's named for an old Buddhist practice, but people do it for all reasons. The soles are soft bristles on the bottom, like a toothbrush, so they don't kill insects if you step on them. Preservation of all life. That's the last shadows left Carlyle's face. Mycroft said death was too light a punishment for them, that they have to pay more. Exactly. Julia pushed back a stray chocolate curl. Mycroft Connor is doing a very deep and dedicated social penance, and if the parole officers and I keep an extra strict watch on them, it's mostly because they have a bad habit of skipping meals and overdoing anti-sleeps and working themselves to exhaustion. Ahimsa shoes. Carlyle ran his fingers through his hair, his voice gaining that nervous tenderness that edges upon awe. The earlier arguments had been the wrong ones for him. Bridger's loyalty, Occam's duty, Thisbe's good sense. What Carlyle needed was a sensei. Mycroft Connor has had a very difficult path, Julia continued, and has very difficult things to live with, more difficult than anyone in the world. I've been working with them a long time. I'd love to look over the case together with a Bash loss specialist. Carlyle took a deep breath, smiling at last. I owe you an apology, Thisbe. I reacted very extremely, and it was unfair to you. This was an unfair situation, and it wasn't your fault. Thisbe pursed her lips. Thank you. You don't need to worry about me going public. Again, she pursed her lips. I believe you. Thank you. Julia made a little victory gesture with her small fists, as when one successfully plays matchmaker or scores a goal. And now, since you're satisfied, Thisbe, I prescribe, in the name of sanity, bait. Their eyes met here, Thisbe and Julia, the humanist and European. A long, contemplative gaze exchanged between the pair who had both, until now, thought themselves unrivaled as the most important living woman in Mycroft Canner's life. Each must have known in the abstract that the other existed, but neither had, I think, expected their first encounter to be quite so symmetrical. Agreed, Thisbe concluded. This was very helpful. and I'm glad to see Mycroft and Carlyle both in good hands." She offered a smile. "Europeans really are so sensible." The addendum, "compared to cousins," passed unsaid. Julia gave a gratified nod. "I can put you on the waiting list for an appropriate humanist censeur, if you like." "Thank you, but Carlyle's excellent. A perfect choice." Both censeurs smiled. Thisbe nodded. "Good night, Carlyle. I hope you get a good rest." "Thank you. Good night, Thisbe. And I hope you're not on duty too early tomorrow." An unhappy groan confessed she was. The car was ready, and Julia had a thermos of soothing herbal tea. And now, reader, a conversation of a different kind, and a face of things that I myself was unaware of until later days. Julia. "Aus Progress." Carlyle. "Slow. Having this investigation on top of us is a big problem." Julia. "They're accepting you." Carlyle. "Yes, though it was scary just now when Thisbe called you on the no humanists available thing. But Thisbe seems happy with me." Julia. "Any access to Sniper yet?" Carlyle. "No, nor Occam. I did make inroads with Leslie Sinier. We're starting off well. And I had a tough but productive little talk with one of the Setsets." Julia. "Have you seen the twins yet?" Carlyle. "Not hide nor hair. I get the feeling they're actually more unstable than Cato Weeksbooth, but nobody wants to talk about it." Julia. "They'll be in good hands with you." Carlyle. "I hope so." Julia. "I'm afraid I have bad news." Carlyle. "What?" Julia. "The CFB. Carlyle. "What about the CFB? Julia. "What about the CFB? She tapped his forehead. "Earth to Carlyle Foster. Hiroaki Mitsubishi's application?" Carlyle. "That was today?" Julia. "Carlyle, you've been following nothing else for weeks." Carlyle. "Sorry, there's been stuff." Julia. "Stuff? You've never pleaded stuff before." Carlyle. "Irrelevant stuff. Nothing to worry about. What was the outcome?" Julia. "Point for the enemy. Hiroaki Mitsubishi is now training with the CFB assistant section chief." Carlyle. "Which section?" Julia. "Education." Nothing could stab the cousin deeper. The Cousins Feedback Bureau. All hives are proud of their unique governments. Europe's Nation Strat Parliament, the Masons' non-hereditary absolute monarchy, the Mitsubishi shareholder democracy, the humanist flexible constitution democracy, the Gordian brain bosh and corporate board appointed by Brill's Institute. And if those hives have an irritant, it is that the cousins can remain the perennially second largest, second strongest hive with a system the others wish they could deride. Suggestion box. The all-embracing cousins never did update their structure. Not since the earliest days of Mukta's children, when they were just a volunteer group for women to help each other while traveling abroad. They had a volunteer committee with a chair, some rules of conduct, a family-friendly atmosphere, and a suggestion box. No more. No one thought they could stick to it, not as their membership expanded. Women, minors, sexual minorities, then kids of members, friends of members, friends of friends of friends, finally anyone willing to act like a distant cousin and offer smiling airport pickup and a sofa for the night to a stranger in return for knowing that the stranger would reciprocate. With just shy of 2 billion members, the modern hive has fitted its suggestion box with an analytic feedback bureau streamlined to process 100 million friendly notes a week, group the overlap, and send them on, every one of them, to the right volunteer to consider the suggestion. This town needs a new school. This drug needs a $60 million research grant. This intersection would be a great place for a mural. They get it done, this vast cooperative family.